systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jebel. Today is Monday, April 4th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 479, the Friday night show. Ha, no it's not, it's Monday, because we didn't do a show Friday, April Fools, No, we actually, why didn't we do a show? Oh, we were going to do
a
date.
Dinner we had a date. A movie and...
Dinner and a movie. Yeah. And you had to open.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and it was kind of late by the time we got back.
Very.
Because we, what movie did we watch? Oh, God.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually, thejamhole.com/live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Give us a call, live, 406-204-4687. Real quick, July 23rd, us, Am I Bugging You, Spork Roast, Nice Man Maybe, I don't know. We're going to be in Milwaukee doing a live podcast show. So come join us for that. July 23rd. It's going to be a great time. Very excited. And then, of course, Saturday, August 13th. Hey, third annual right here, right now, but in August.
Right.
On Saturday.
Right then.
That whole week, we're going to just partay. I take off a week of work. Oh, man. It's my vacation. Come join us for my vacation. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So thejamhole.com/forums, hook up with everyone that's coming, and there's a Facebook event, facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. There you have it.
The July thing is where I'll take off a week, but
right.
Other than that, I won't be. I will probably end up working the day of the live show again, just like last year, and that sucked balls.
Well, do what you got to do.
Yeah, I have to continue working. Through that, I don't get paid weeks off. That week I'm going with you, I'm not getting paid.
I am.
So you're gonna make up for me not getting paid?
No, not at all.
You should.
Okay, I bought your plane ticket. Anything else?
You know, just expenditures. Okay,
there you go.
Like that.
Rockstar treatment. That's what I'm told. So very exciting.
Okay, I'm expecting that because I don't have money to,
Does Red Fox from SporkRoast.com seem like the kind of person to let us down?
I don't think
he would do that.
I've been let down by many faces before.
By many a podcrafter.
Yes, yes.
You've all just been complete and utter letdowns.
Yeah, like this one.
Like that one? Nice Tits, Big Mouse Podcast, not so much.
Yeah.
Do you remember that show?
I do.
I don't.
I'm wearing their
shirt. I don't anymore.
I just like their shirt.
I used to.
I could care less if it said Big Mouse Podcast.
Oh, and hey, can I tell you guys a secret?
It's not a secret if you say it on air.
Oh, right.
But you can go ahead.
I got the job.
You want to elaborate?
I'll be writing for Byte, freelance style. How-tos, tips. There you go. So, thank you, Miss Smith. I appreciate the chance.
So,
and I'm gonna write awesome stuff. And can I get off the counter? What is that? What is that? Get the fuck off the counter!
God! Oh my God! She like freaked out. She got so scared. She pooped her pants.
That is one of the larger no's in this household. There are no felines on the table.
You should see her when you're not here. I'll be.
I don't even
want
to hear about it. No,
no, I'm going to go and tell you about it.
Oh, no.
So today, I'm like, you know, scrolling through our movie file, trying to find something to watch, you know.
You trying to give me an ulcer? Stress heart attack?
And I'm sitting there, you know, and I'm looking through the movie folder, and where my hand is on the desk...
A little kitty paw comes out. Oh, I would have slapped the shit
out of her.
Holy Christ.
Just walks right in front of me.
Are you serious?
Totally, dude. right in front of me, stops and looks at me while she's standing in the middle of the screen.
Just like, what's up? You gonna tell him? I don't think
so. And then just keeps on going.
She does not do that bullshit when I'm here.
And she will lay underneath the screen right there.
Oh, I know.
And she will paw at my hand when I'm using the mouse.
I can only imagine.
She's like, hey, I'm here. Look, I'm here.
I don't feel very good about that.
Or she'll lay down under there and her foot will tap the mouse and click something and
lovely.
I get pissed. And
she types in the chat sometimes.
She does.
I don't appreciate that.
She doesn't do it when you're
here. I wonder,
here, but,
I'm like, how the hell did she get cat hair on the fucking screen?
She's getting more and more brave, though. I don't know if you've noticed, but even when you're here, she'll get up on the counter over there.
It's almost, I think it's time to beat her again. She's forgotten.
No, don't do that.
The wrath
I really
of
don't
my,
like it when you do that. Remember when she jumped up on the door and like you shut it?
I felt so bad about that.
Yeah! The cat jumps up on the top of the door, and then he shuts the door and slammed her little feet in the door. Okay. I almost cried.
Thank you.
And he almost cried when he
Thank
saw
you.
The kitty cry.
Cats make a horrific
oh
noise
my God,
when
they
they're
cry,
scared.
And they get so sad.
I don't even know. It was fucking
Dude,
retarded.
Like, really? And then she had to jump down from up there on her poor little broken feet.
Shit, tuck and
you
roll.
Asshole.
Tuck and roll. Has she gotten up there since?
Yes. Yes.
Not when I'm here.
Absolutely she has. Yes. Kitty
so it was
things.
It was April 1st, April Fools, the internet's favorite holiday on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what?
I just stayed away from the whole thing.
Do you know what?
What?
Hey.
Hey.
We're going to have to quit the show. Oh, April Fools. Clever, guys. Do you know, hey, how many podcasts that you listened to posted something or said something that they were going to quit or stop podcasting or whatever? A bunch. Clever. Very clever. What's funny is I'm sure for a lot of them, there was a generous amount of comments that were like, good, your show fucking sucked anyway. What? Huh. Kind of puts it all into perspective.
Yeah, wouldn't that suck? If you're like, yeah, I'm quitting the show for an April Fool's joke, and then they're like, fuck, about time.
I know, right?
Fuck you.
You get the most, the letters.
This is the episode I've been waiting for. Jesus fuck.
I know, I've been listening for this right here.
This right here?
You know what I did today? This was so terrible.
What, did you super glue your lips together? Because that'd be hilarious.
I did not.
I'm sorry. My very
Let's
good friend.
Let's not put your friends on Facebook on blast right
I
now.
I just want to go Thank ahead you. And mention that real quick. A very good friend of mine crazy glued his lips together.
And then tried to wipe it off with a paper towel, thus getting the paper towel stuck
to his face. He had
so
to
terrible.
Shave off his entire goatee. Just to fucking get rid of it. And he says that he still has... He can't see it anymore, but he still feels remnants of it
oh,
on
I'm
his
sure.
teeth.
Oh, I'm sure. You're gonna feel that for, like, ever.
Dude, I could just imagine that. Like, this guy, you know, he plays it off real cool. He's usually real slick and, you know...
Real slick.
Real ladies man type deal and stuff. But I know him personally, like, really well. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, this is my dumb friend being a dumbass by himself. And then, you know, no fucking, you know, what is that fucking,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I'm trying to say, like, you know, I don't think any ill will or whatever about him. Like, he's probably my best friend I have out there.
Who are you trying to convince? Us
no,
or
but
you?
It's just really uh-huh. great. It's really funny when, you know, like, other people see him the way he presents himself, and then I know him the way he is, and then
right.
they see him do dumb shit
well,
like
I'm
that, so everybody can fucking
sure
see it.
He appreciates that.
It's great. It was just good. Like, you crazy glued your fucking mouth together, man.
Do you know what a barber school is? Like, I guess it's a cosmetology school, right? Where they have the doll heads that have the hair that you cut, and it's a class, and there's a bunch of girls in there, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so I'm in a barber school. A cosmetology school. And these two girls, one a little bigger than the other, maybe,
oh,
trying
yeah?
to pop this head off of this thing. And, like, they're over there. I'm, like, carrying jugs in and, like, watching them do this tug of war with this doll, this creepy fucking doll head.
Uh-huh.
And they totally can't do it. So, like, on my way back, I'm like, hey. You need some help with that? Like, the badass water guy, like, hey, sup? Can I help you with that?
Can I help you?
Dude,
I'm good with
dude,
head. I'm really good
big,
with head.
The big girl takes it and hands it to me, and she holds on to the other side, and I'm like pulling on it, and like I feel like it's gonna break, and I'm like, I don't want to break it. And I give it a good yank, and the thing pops out, and she goes way backwards, right onto her ass.
Oh my god!
Rolled backwards, holding this doll head.
Dude,
almost hit the, like, there's the line of sinks, like right into the chairs.
Oh my god!
Into the sinks,
dude.
I felt so bad. I was like, oh my god!
Did you run over to get her?
Like,
you know, like,
I gave her head. I was like, oh my god, are you okay? All the other catty girls around were like, that was so terrible, dude.
So you ran over there like, oh my god, are you okay?
I just
to help
laughed,
her up,
dude. I was like, I'm have a nice day. I'll see you later.
Oh man,
it was so awesome. Those things are so creepy.
She tried to like hug you. She was like, oh,
no,
thank you so much.
No,
you're
the
best. No, oh, okay,
not at all. Just further cementing the fact that yeah, your water guy, if he's me, he's a badass. No big deal.
No big deal. Okay.
All right. You know what? What is no big deal?
What?
Genetically modified cows. You know that? No big deal. We,
okay.
Genetics. We know genetics. No problem.
They have 10 stomachs? What?
No. Actually, these ones, we actually engineered something useful, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
I just, when I picture this, I just picture like a field of cows with like little babies attached to the cow teats, to the udders. Because we have successfully, scientists successfully introduced human genes into 300 dairy cows to produce milk with the same properties as human breast milk. And when I say introduced human genes, I meant Joe had to fuck that cow.
Oh my god, dude.
So awful. Scientist Joe, this is not what I signed up for.
Right.
Human milk contains high quantities of key nutrients that can help to boost the immune system of babies and reduce the risk of infections. The scientists behind the research believe milk from herds of genetically modified cows, could provide an alternative to human breast milk. Hmm. And formula milk for babies, which is often criticized as being completely disgusting and full of rat shit. My mother would not let me drink that as a baby.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, there's rat droppings in that stuff. What? I wouldn't give you that. Like, thanks,
yeah,
Mom.
But it's okay.
Mom had
after
my
you're
back.
Off the breast milk and you're fucking cooking up your instant rice, you don't think that doesn't have rat droppings
in it? My fucking ramen noodles.
Right?
Yeah, I'm sure. And anything we eat now that's from fucking China. Oh, my God, dude. Did you hear the sirens?
I do.
Check this out. I posted this on Facebook, but, dude.
What?
Remember we were talking about that guy that took those potassium iodide pills and got kind of sick because it hurt it. It started fucking with his thyroid because you're not supposed to take those if you don't have radiation poisoning or whatever.
Right.
Today, oh my god. InfoWars, this guy, like, I swear he lives and breathes and dies by what Alex Jones tells him from InfoWars. He says to me, he's worried that I'm out in this radiation. He says, Matthew, I haven't left my house in 2 weeks. Excuse me? What?
Well, good job, sir.
He's like, it only takes one molecule of plutonium to give you cancer. I'm like, I'm trying to dodge it the best I can. Like, he's like, you shouldn't be outside. I'm like, what? He has all these tabs up on his computer. I was like, as I'm talking to him, I'm like, kind of seeing like what he's into. Oh my god, dude.
Well, we can't just stop living life just because there's a little bit of fucking radiation.
But that's the thing. There isn't.
There's it's not.
There's not. But we have, this is kind of awesome too. One of the guys that does the photography at the Get Poetry, the open mic
and
we've been doing.
And also, just staying in your house isn't going to fucking shield you from
I know,
it anyway.
That's, like, is this apartment complex lead-lined?
Right?
I don't think it is. Like, what are you doing? You're just, it's so stupid, but,
that's not going to save you.
That guy is, like, mad chemistry major and stuff, and he's got a Geiger counter set up, and I was like, you know, message me if there's radiation that you're detecting. And this dude, he says he has a mask for when if he has to go outside, which I really wanted to get into with him about how that worked. Like, the mask is going to... Okay, I didn't have the time. Didn't have the patience. But God. You 2 weeks, you got sick. Like, wouldn't that tell you that you didn't have radiation because that stuff made you sick? So that right there would say that you're okay. Except that it only takes one molecule of plutonium to give you cancer. I shouldn't be making fun of this. But seriously, I haven't left my house in 2 weeks.
I couldn't do that.
Last time I went to the hospital, I got x-rays. I stole all of the vests. I sleep in them.
No.
I have a lead-lined sleeping bag.
I've went to, like,
I bought
you know,
it online from Alex Jones.
Stretches of depression and not left my house.
Right, but not because of fear of radiation poisoning from fucking
right.
Japan.
And usually, at that point, I don't have a job, obviously, because you
and
can't
I forget
just do that.
Maybe someone in the hive mind here in the chat can find it. He was looking at some map. And it had all these points of where the Geiger counters, the meters are, or whatever. And then it showed the weather system and how it... I don't know how this makes sense. But it showed how the weather system was bringing the radiation to us. And he said there was a huge cloud over Montana and we're all
fucked.
That's
like our friend last night decided to tell us all about.
I know! Man, you see that shit in Egypt and Libya?
Sold
it's
all
going
my,
down.
All my really cool equipment that I built a career on and everything. I'm selling all that and buying guns and moving out in the woods.
Because shit's hitting the fan.
We're right?
I'm like,
yeah,
dude.
Oh, my dad's going to teach me how to, you know,
no,
reload
dude.
Ammo. I'm like, dude, are you serious? One, I've been doing that since I was like 7. Two, really? Like, seriously?
It's so silly, too, because that's been happening for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It's not new. This goes on. Like, why do you think it's such a shithole there? Because they can't build a building and have it stand long enough for anyone to go to the top floor in the fucking elevator, because then someone shoots a fucking bomb at it and blows it up. Like, that's why it's all shacks. When you blow up a shack, it's easy to pick it back up, you know? Like, they've been warring. The only reason we're hearing about it now is because of the internet. Like, it's putting it, we're seeing pictures from people that are there that are like, TwitPick, check this out, a pile of dead fucking bodies. And we're like, oh my God. But you're just seeing it now. You're just being exposed to it now. Like, it's been going on forever. Okay. I like that kid,
yes,
who will be nameless because I'm about to say something.
Yes.
Excuse my disgusting face.
Yeah.
He's a cool kid. He's nice and all. I don't agree with certain things, but whatever. Is that, you spend a lot of money and a lot of time and you make your album, right? And you think it's going to be this is it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it flops. Is that a good time to say, man, I'm going to sell all my shit and buy guns because shit's hitting the fan? Like, is that a coincidence or is that because...
I don't know.
Because
he finally got the realization that he should not have been trying too hard.
Do you think it was that realization that...
He really shouldn't have been trying as hard as he was. Like, he was trying really hard for the wrong reasons.
Well, he did. I mean, he made a name for himself,
but he was trying that hard for the wrong reasons and
right,
making bad decisions and stuff.
See, we're making this stuff, and if we don't make money off it, it's fine. Like, it's not... I'm not...
It's really disappointing to him when that happens.
I'm not quitting my job, and, you know...
So, I think he kind of, you know, he's going on the right path with it now. You know, he said that, you know, he's
just as a hobby,
doing it for fun, whatever. And,
then, and
that's the way it should be. You
should
be
equipment.
Doing it for fun. You shouldn't be, you know, trying to go fucking crazy with it.
Like, if the jam hole flops, we'll just sell all our podcast equipment and buy guns and move out to the country.
So,
because
we haven't done that yet.
Stuff in the Middle East is just getting crazy. The world's about to end.
No, it's not.
It's been like this.
Yes, it has.
It's very unstable, but they took our jobs, exactly, Nollies. They certainly did.
They took our jobs.
So, cows that have 300 human genes are now producing breast milk. Pretty awesome. Straight from the teat. That's what I'm saying. We're going to have farms of cows in stalls with babies. It's going to be like a daycare. It's going to be like the Matrix in these pods with cows like stuck in teats in your mouth and
dude.
Shit. Bring your baby to the feeding farm.
That's gross.
Yeah. So they hope genetically modified dairy products from herds of similar cows could be sold in supermarkets. The research has the backing of a major biotech company, of course. The work
now,
is...
Now, I don't understand, because every child that is born to a mother that produces breast milk.
What happens if the mother dies? What happens if the mother has no breast milk? What happens if the mother has a boyfriend who has a breast milk fetish and there's never enough for the child? I mean, there's a variety of scenarios I could envision.
It's just weird to me, you know? Like, why are we putting human genes in cows?
Seemed like the thing to do at the time. I mean, we can. Why not?
Bet haven't you that you guy ever makes to, like $300K a year.
Haven't you ever had a Playmobil set and pretended that you were God and made the little people worship you? This is a little taste of that God complex. Pretty sure. The work is likely to inflame opposition to GM foods, of course, because nobody's fucking informed and they don't realize that pretty much everything they eat is kind of modified in a way. And that the only reason that we're able to feed everybody, and we don't even do that,
farms for
fuck's
sakes.
We're not even feeding everybody. But the only way to keep up with that demand is to have GM foods.
Tyson is disgusting. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. Tyson, oh my God.
I used to fucking eat the shit out of some Tyson chicken patties, dude. Put them in the microwave, then take them out. Bun, A1, cheese. Dude, southern fried ones, little Cajuns.
But did you sit down and watch that Food Inc. with me about the Tyson chicken farms?
Note, oh, I have not actually eaten a Tyson patty since then. This is when I was younger. Me and my brother used to eat the shit.
Now,
because that's
I might
what
have
mom
to serve
bought,
certain
you know?
Things and stuff in the restaurants I work in and shit, but I won't eat that, dude. After seeing that shit, I won't fucking eat it. I can't do it. It's like, dude, the chickens that they raise, they can't eat. They never walk a step in their
fucking
life.
Yeah, they're not chickens, but they're food. Like, you have to come to a point where you're willing to give up a little of that morality and like, oh, the poor chicken. You don't personify it as a poor chicken. You're like, this is survival, and if we don't do this, we're not going to be able to eat tasty chicken food.
But no, well, the thing is also is that you're genetically modifying these animals to become your larger food source. Okay, like chickens were not meant to grow breasts the size of another chicken. Okay,
you know, we have chicken that's the size of steak, and that's
like
not
seriously
natural.
They're putting some like really fucked up shit in the feed and stuff for these animals just to grow those certain parts larger because we as humans like those certain parts better.
Well, that and just more. Like, we have to have a lot of that shit, you know?
Well, it just sucks, you know? It's like you guys are really, you know, fucking up some shit. Should have
thought about that before you started fucking all willy-nilly and popping out little twatchards left and right.
Oh, I didn't, damn it.
Think about it.
What if you think about reincarnation? What if we believe in that, you know? Like, wouldn't that suck?
If
I'm going to be reincarnated as a crappy chicken.
Really think about that. How does that even start to try to make sense?
Well, I mean,
if
think
that's
about it.
True,
if someone believed in reincarnation, you know, they would be like all vegetarian and vegan.
That's retarded, though. If that's true, you would have the same amount of people all the time. Like, you're not, are you making new souls just out of whatever?
Sure.
That's, shut up.
I'm just saying, like, if people, you know, if certain people believe in
no,
that,
I know,
you know, they have more problems.
Certain people are fucking idiots and shouldn't be allowed to do a lot of things they're allowed to do, but that's besides the fucking point.
I'm just saying, okay, they do a lot of really fucked up shit to a lot of our food sources to make it bigger and better or whatever, and it's pretty fucked up, and I try to veer away from a lot of that because it's bad. I've watched some documentaries that freak me out.
Well, to set your mind at ease, Professor Ning Li, the scientist who led the research and director of the State Key Laboratories of Agrobiotechnology at the China Ag U, he insisted the GM milk would be as safe to drink as milk from ordinary cows. He said, quote, the milk tastes stronger than normal milk. We aim to commercialize some research in this area in coming 3 years for the human Reich milk. 10 years or maybe more time will be required, and Freinery pour this enhanced milk into the consumer's cup. So there you go.
Cool.
Would you let him pour that into your cup?
No.
No?
No.
Can it be chocolate mom milk?
No.
Is that what they'll call it? They'll call it mom milk?
Ah, dude.
Do you want
gross.
Moo milk or mom milk? I want chocolate ma moo milk. I go for the half and half. I want chocolate ma moo milk.
That's no, I'm good. That's
hell
gross.
Yeah. Hell,
have you ever had
yeah,
breast milk?
Negative.
Neither have I, and I don't ever want to try it.
What's
so.
It taste like? You know every guy that gets his girlfriend pregnant is fucking curious about that, and you know they taste that shit. You know they take it right off the titty.
Probably.
You know that. Isn't that weird? It's like a weird mommy complex. It's so weird.
You ever go to a strip club and see one shoot it into a glass?
Yeah, no.
No? Huh, that's pretty cool.
I'm sure. So, cows that are going to feed your babies. There you have it. Moving on. Did you hear about this little bank? Goes by the name of Wachovia?
Yes.
I've had some beef with Wachovia back when I lived in Florida. Kind of a pile of shit bank, if you ask me.
I think I still have my debit card from Wachovia.
Want to hear some
Blue.
Dirt? Want to hear some dirt?
Sure.
I'm pretty sure this was from a WikiLeak, I think. I don't know. But pretty awesome. Well, this bank was involved in some pretty shady shit. They laundered billions from Mexico's murderous drug gangs. Pretty awesome, huh? Wachovia yeah. would be the bank.
Aren't they owned by somebody else now? They're owned by, what the fuck is it?
No idea. WaMu, is it? Washington
no,
Mutual
I think they're owned by a city bank.
What was I saying? Oh, is it weird that they'll finance and give loans and let bank the Mexican drug cartels, but the medical marijuana legitimate businesses like can't get a loan to save their fucking life? That's pretty awesome. Thanks, Wachovia.
Well, the money's better with cocaine than it is with pot.
True that.
I'll go ahead and say that.
Yeah, the government realized that long ago.
Yeah.
Cocaine, Schedule 2. Weird, right?
Oh, yeah.
On April 10th, 06, a DC-9 jet landed in the port city of Ciudad del Carmen, on the Gulf of Mexico as the sun was setting. Mexican soldiers waiting to intercept it found 128 cases packed with 5.7 tons of cocaine.
Yeah.
Valued at $100 million.
Can I come over?
Hold on. Valued at $100 million.
Valued at my hospital costs for my OD experience.
During a 22-month investigation by agents from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, the IRS, and others, it emerged that the cocaine smugglers had bought the plane with money they laundered through one of the biggest banks in the U.S., Wachovia, now part of my bank, Wells Fargo. Yay! Hey, Wells Fargo, can I get a $1 million loan? It's for cocaine. They said, hell yeah, you can. Take two. I said, don't mind if I do. The authorities uncovered billions of dollars in wire transfers, traveler's checks, and cash shipments through Mexican exchanges into Wachovia accounts. Wachovia was put under immediate investigation for failing to maintain an effective anti-money laundering program. Your anti-money laundering program sucks. On purpose. How do you think we make money? Duh.
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 American dream Duh. Calling. Hello. $100 million in cocaine, SA. Shit, yeah, I'm making money. Making moves. Wachovia's got my back. So I run drug cartels. Fuck yeah. Criminal proceedings were brought against Wachovia, though not against any individual, but funny enough, the case never went to court. In March 2010, Wachovia settled the biggest action brought under the U.S. Bank Secrecy Act through the U.S. District Court in Miami. Now that the year's deferred prosecution has expired, the bank is in effect in the clear. It paid authorities, are you ready? Federal authorities, $110 million. 10 more million than the cocaine was worth in forfeiture for allowing the transactions later proved to be connected to drug smuggling, and another $50 million fine for failing to monitor cash used to ship 22 motherfucking tons of fucking cocaine.
Sweet.
150, so that's, they got slapped $160 million fine for that. Is that Wachovia? Okay. More shocking, more important, the bank was sanctioned for failing to apply the proper anti-laundering strictures to the transfer of $378.4 billion, which is a sum equivalent to one-third of Mexico's gross national product, into dollar accounts from so-called Casa de Cambio, in Mexico currency exchanges, exchange houses in which the bank did the business. Wachovia's blatant disregard for our banking laws gave international cocaine cartels a virtual carte blanche to finance their operations. Don't hit the edges. Yet the total fine was less than 2% of the bank's $12.3 billion profit in 2009. How did your bank do? How is your bank doing $12.3 billion in profit in 2009 when everyone else is losing money? That's weird. The conclusion to the case was only the tip of an iceberg, demonstrating the role of the legal banking sector in swilling hundreds of billions of dollars, the blood money from the murderous drug trade in Mexico and other places in the world, around their global operations, now bailed out by you and me, baby.
Oh my God.
The taxpayer.
Where's my cut?
Yeah.
Where's some blow.
I want some blow, not cut.
Right.
Where's my cut?
Right.
Not cut.
Where's my cut of the uncut?
Uncut. Where's my cut of the uncut?
Right. I'll take the top.
That's right.
You know, you got to take the top.
I'm like, God, I want the first 10%, not
right.
the last.
Right, right.
That's right. You want to go to heaven? Where's my uncut? Cut. So then Wells Fargo in 2008 acquired Wachovia. They said, hey, I want to deal cocaine, too.
Fuck yeah.
I want to make $12.3 billion in profit for 2009. Shit.
Sure.
Or no, yeah, they made that in 2009, and Wells Fargo got them in 2008. So a year after that, they made $12.5 billion. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so Wells Fargo became a beneficiary of the $25 billion in taxpayers' money. Wachovia's prosecutors were clear, however, that there was no suggestion Wells Fargo had behaved improperly. It had cooperated fully with the investigation. Mexico is the U.S. is the U.S.'s third largest international trading partner, and Wachovia was understandably interested in this volume of legitimate trade. Uh-huh. Were you, Wachovia? So, that kind of just goes on and on. There's a ton of shit in there, but I'll put a link to it in the show notes. You guys can check it out. Lots of interesting bad news bears. Just, if that's your bank, just know that they sell a lot of fucking cocaine.
Dude, okay, I used to bank through Wachovia. My ex-fiance, like, racked me up, like, $900
nice.
In debt through Wachovia.
Nice.
I still have their debit card, and I believe my account is still with them, but it's inactive.
Think that's gonna help?
No.
Okay.
No, because it's probably in the negative, and I don't care anymore, so.
Gotta get it into the positive.
I think I did before I left. I don't know.
All right.
Fuck Wachovia.
Quick, awesome ambulance story.
They do have the prettiest debit card that I've had out of all of the banks, so. Very pretty.
Well, that's important.
It's blue.
When, you know, you take it out for a split second,
right.
See it, and then slide it into a fucking machine. That's,
I'm disappointed with my
important.
New bank, but they did print it out right there. I didn't have to wait for the mail and shit. But
Ed Bland says, I just got a letter from them. They paid me $352,000. Now would be a good time to mention the jamhole.com/fucking donate. Thanks.
All right.
So, quick ambulance story. Baldwin Park, California. This is pretty awesome. A man was in a minor rear-ender, right, on the freeway. Happens. Right. The 101, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It happens. The 10. He's 22. Eduardo Mondano from San Dimas. He was driving a Toyota pickup, traveling well over the speed limit. He was rear-ended by a Nissan sedan on the 10 shortly after 5 a.m. Saturday. Okay?
Okay.
Then the ambulance comes, tries to swerve between the vehicles somehow.
Okay.
And whacked this dude and killed him.
Whoa.
The ambulance.
Huge lawsuit, dude.
Like, hold on.
I hope he had family.
Hold on. Hold on. There's an accident. Okay, here comes the ambulance to save lives. Fuck no. To fucking take lives. Taking them away. Kareem.
Yeah, we had one fatality in this accident, and it wasn't even in the accident. The ambulance actually hit the guy
on
the way to the accident.
You know,
Jesus Christ.
The guys that are supposed to save him. That just blows my mind that that happens. Like, how did that happen?
That is great, dude. That is fucking amazing. Seriously. That is a fucking meat wagon.
Ta-da!
Meat wagon.
Meat wagon.
Well, yeah, dude.
All right.
Fucking meat. You know, I've actually never ridden an ambulance, and I refuse to.
Me neither.
Well, have you had the option to before?
No, I've never done anything that I've had to go. I've had, like, car wrecks and shit where they're like, do you want to? And I was like, no. Like,
see, I've had bad ones where, like, they're there when I wake up.
If I if I knew then what I know now, I probably would have, because in the ambulance, that's where all the drugs are. So I'm just saying.
Well, right. No, dude, fucking, I've had a couple times where, you know, like, I get knocked unconscious and then the ambulance is there with paramedics and they're like, hey, are you okay? Are you okay? And they want me to, you know, they're like, we need to take you to the hospital to get checked out. I'm like, uh-uh. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, no.
I'm talking about calling a fucking cab. Can you do that for me? Because I'm not paying for this ambulance ride.
I've called my dad. I've called friends. Hey, will you come pick me up?
If you give me, if you charge me $2,000,
yeah. Do you know?
Listen, if you charge me $2,000 for an ambulance ride, I better get at least $1,500 worth of drugs. That's all I'm fucking saying. If I'm gonna pay you,
hey,
you're gonna do something for me, okay?
I better OD on the ride over.
You better get them shock paddles fucking out and ready,
dude. Because those fucking ambulance rides are so expensive, it's
especially
ridiculous.
When they kill people.
Yeah.
All right, let me introduce you to a 16-year-old boy who just did some pretty wacky shit. This is terrible.
All right. I'm waiting.
This is terrible.
Really? Whoa. Teenaged great-grandson of an elderly couple is the only person of interest in their murders. Laura Claggett and her husband Charles were in their 80s. Friends say they were pillars in the community in the town of Hugo. Police found their bodies early Wednesday morning when they went to the house. Their 16-year-old great-grandson had crashed the family pickup truck, and officers went to tell them. Hugo is a small town in Lincoln County. It's about a two-hour drive east of Denver, just southeast of Lyman. 9 News reporter Cheryl Preheim joins us. Cheryl, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation is working on this case.
They are helping out the Lincoln Sheriff's Department. We learned today that CBI investigators talked to the teenager in the hospital. They say his injuries are serious, but he will recover. Investigators say they don't have any reason to think that anybody but this 16-year-old boy killed the Claggetts. As neighbors learned about their murders, they talked about people who were involved, kind, and admired.
That's somewhat unbelievable.
Hugo is a town where the water tower and old roundhouse are landmarks. There's one main drag, and speeding tickets are as close as they come to crime on most days.
The news kind of...
That's so amazing.
Speeding tickets.
Downtown Kalispell.
Right?
Like, really?
Oh, my God.
This kid is being charged with double murder, shotgun death, great-grandparents dead. Supposedly, he killed them? And then went and pitched his Little League game.
Huh.
Like nothing had happened. Like,
well, that's
everything
why you
gotta
play it, right?
Cool.
You can't, you know, go
everything
out panicking.
Everything was cool. Hey, I'm cool.
Then people know.
That's true, right? Is that weird? Like, that, I wonder what they were doing to him. I wonder, the Claggetts, I wonder if they were like some crazy Jesus shit.
Probably.
I wonder if the neighbors, they're all like, oh, they were nice, quiet time.
They probably didn't want him going to his Little League game. You don't know.
Spreads quick around here.
It didn't take long for the 800 people who live there to hear about the Claggetts.
Somebody had called my wife, and my wife told me. So
Carl Dutro, who ran the supermarket, thought he must have heard wrong.
It's just a shocking thing to hear about it.
The couple everyone knew as Chuck and Laura had been found dead in their home. They were in their 80s, but as busy as people half their age with antique dealing and local politics, the Claggetts were trying to help restore that old railroad roundhouse. Neighbors say their
one day...
Oh, my God. They probably voted against the medical marijuana movement over there, and he got pissed.
Shit. Did they...
If they're in politics.
Fucking politics.
You don't know.
I don't know. Whatever. I just thought it was awesome that he fucking was, like, straight up just, like, playing baseball and everything was all good.
Like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm just... Just gonna shoot these two old fucks and go play my game.
Interesting. They said he used his pencil to drum the pews to the beat of the hymns in church. Mrs. Claggett was very strict, and the boy wasn't allowed to drive their pickup unless he was accompanied by one of the great-grandparents. But in the few days before the crash, the boy was said to be seen driving the pickup alone. Does that make sense? If you're like, how am I gonna drive this thing? They say I can only do it when they're here. I'll kill them if they're not here. Huh? I can drive all the fuck I want.
Oh my God.
All right, that was a stupid story. Moving on, hopefully to something a little better. This is kind of awesome. Two children, Arizona. Magic jumping castle. You know what those are? The inflatable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A dust devil. You know what that is?
Yes, the vacuum cleaner thing.
That's a dirt devil.
Oh, okay.
A dust devil is like a hurricane.
No, that's a tornado. Sorry, I know what you're talking about now. It's a little dust tornado.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, this thing lifted the castle.
You silly fuck.
No, this dust devil... Vacuum cleaner?
That's why
I'm saying
it.
This dust devil lifted the magic bouncy castle 15 feet into the air.
Dude, those kids are having a blast!
Like the hand of God just like shaking the shit out of it. They were injured pretty... decently.
Dude, can you imagine being bounced around
as
that would have fell and shit?
15 feet in the air, across three lanes of traffic.
Oh, dude.
Flung to the ground.
Awesome.
A boy and a girl inside, having the shit pants of their life.
That's so cool. Like, I would have just been having a
serious
ride of my life.
non-life-threatening injuries.
That's
pretty
cool.
Awesome, though.
Fuck yeah.
Could you imagine just watching that? Like, it would totally look like a hand just picked it up and just flung it. Your kids are dumb. Fling.
Bet you they all take that as a sign of, you know, as a sign of God. Like, you're doing something wrong in your life.
The Lord is in this magic castle.
Yes, he is.
And your children are hated.
Right.
All right. Do you remember a while ago, there was a chick... And she accused the Duke University lacrosse players of rape, like three of them. And then it came out that that she falsely accused them.
Mm.
Berger posted this in the forums. She is now, that happened in 06, right?
Okay.
She is now, her name's Crystal Magnum, P.I. she's 32. She is being charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury.
Huh.
She stabbed her boyfriend.
Good job.
Yeah.
Did he rape you?
If you're a dude and you see a chick and you know that that chick has been in the past known for falsely accusing people of rape... Like, is that girlfriend material? Like, I've changed? No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
No, really, I've changed. No. Hmm. Your name is Crystal Magnum. No. Her boyfriend? 46 years old. Is that weird? I guess she's 32, so that's... Still, it's a couple years, huh? It's a couple years. It's a few. Stabbed him in the torso during a dispute. 3:15 a.m. What were you doing at 3:15 a.m.?
He was probably sleeping, having a good dream.
Arguing,
and
yeah.
And then all of a sudden had some sharp pains in his torso.
Funny enough, he went to the Duke University Hospital. That fucking bitch. So, yeah.
That sucks.
They should have raped her. This might not have happened. You think you can just get away with anything like that, right? That's... Bitch is going to jail.
It sucks.
All right. This is some interesting study. I thought that this would be kind of pertinent to a little topical current event.
Mm-hmm.
Any of that makes sense? Berger sent this to us. This is how Ritalin works. Okay? Just to... I need to inform you how this works.
You're making me depressed, right?
This is a new study of rats on Ritalin. Could you imagine that webcomic? Rats on. They found that Ritalin appears to boost both attention and enhance the speed of learning by increasing the activity of dopamine.
Yeah.
That is so dope. Dopamine. The study also found that one type of dopamine receptor aids the ability to focus, and another type in discipline. It improves the learning itself. Pretty crazy. We must be like super smart.
That's terrible. Damn.
In their study, scientists observed the rats
on Ritalin.
Rats on Ritalin learn faster than those not given the drug. The Ritalin drugged rats understood more quickly that a flash of light and sound meant sugary treats for them. However, when the researchers used drugs to block the dopamine receptors in the rats' brains, they found that Ritalin did not aid learning speed. When another dopamine receptor, D2, there's D1, D2, was blocked, the drug failed to improve focus. Hmm. So one for learning speed, one for focus. Interesting.
Hmm.
The scientists conclude that both receptors play a distinct role in helping Ritalin improve cognitive performance.
So Ritalin is good for you.
Right.
Cool.
Antonello Bonci, he says, quote, since we now know that Ritalin improves behavior through two specific types of neurotransmitter receptors, the finding could help in the development of better targeted drugs with fewer side effects to increase focus and learning.
No, keep it just the way it is.
So,
just leave it.
That only counts. You can't be all high on Ritalin just like doing random dumb shit. Like, you have to do it and then learn something for your learning to be increased. Do you get that? You can't just sit here and go, blah, 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 blah.
Well, you can.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to learn anything.
Well, I mean,
sometimes, hey,
I don't know, give me something to learn next time.
I'm gonna.
All right, fine.
Not Let's that you being in front of the computer with access to the internet and all of humanity's collective knowledge isn't enough to get you to fucking learn something, but...
I just end up wanting to draw shit, or like...
I just end up watching rats on cocaine. Go figure.
No, I don't know. I just end up, like, doing something else.
Pretty interesting, though. The researchers also observed that... the drugs strengthen connections between nerve cells in the brain region called the amygdala. Which plays an important role in learning and emotional memory. Strengthen connections increase the efficiency of neural transmissions, which allows for faster learning. Faster, better, stronger. Yeah. I wonder
pupils
if this would
dilated.
Help Ed...
Can they make it to where...
Would Ritalin help Ed Bland? Like, would he be able to learn super quick all of a sudden?
He'd probably have a heart attack.
Hey, Ed...
Can they, like, you know, change the formula so it doesn't dilate your fucking pupils?
Yeah, that would be nice. That means you did too much.
Oh. What happens, King? I have a problem.
Yeah?
When it comes to, you know, stimulant drugs like
okay,
that.
Okay, sure. Did you
tell
your doctor that before she gave you Ritalin?
No.
Awesome.
Because it's a small price to pay. But,
okay, sure.
No, sometimes
think
if
that's
you
why
do,
you're all
I
tired
do.
And dragging ass now and for the last, oh, I don't know, month? Do you think? Maybe that has something to do with it?
I don't know.
No, couldn't be.
Shut up.
I'm smart, though. Smart as shit.
Thanks. Anyway, no, if I can, if I do end up, you know, partying hardy or whatever on it, my pupils get stuck, dilated.
Yeah.
Have you ever, no, like, it's weird, like, 2 days later, and I haven't been doing it for 2 days, and they're still stuck,
that's
wide open.
And no, Ed Bland, crosstops is ephedrine, and that is no good. No, not compared to this.
So, no, but you've noticed that before, right? When I do that, like, if I do that, you know, pupils get wide, I'm high, have fun, whatever, do whatever I gotta do.
Great.
And then the next day, I'm not even doing them. And my pupils are still huge, and I have to wear my glasses because I can't see
shit. Well, what's the half-life of Ritalin?
I don't know.
Maybe that's one of the side effects. I don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen it happen to anybody else, though. Like,
it happens to everyone that does a stimulant, dude.
No, I know that. I'm
dilate.
Saying.
It's just more prominent in you because you have blue eyes. People that have brown eyes, you don't notice as much because it's already really dark.
Okay, what I'm trying to say, if you'd let me say it.
Berger says half-life 4 to 6 hours.
Is the fact that, yes, everyone's fucking pupils dilate when they do that because they stay that way for days later.
Yes, he says that is normal.
I've never seen that happen to other people.
The findings come at a time when doctors are paying more attention to the trend of using pharmaceuticals as, quote, smart pills. Some doctors have warned that drugs like Ritalin and Modafinil shouldn't be abused to get a brain boost ahead of exams or in stressful situations, while other scientists have provocatively suggested that such medication should be available to anyone who wants a cognitive pick-me-up. You tell your doctor, when she gives you 90, you tell her I want 92. I need a cognitive pick-me-up. Done and done. 180 Ritalin, going to Milwaukee, fucking party on Wayne and Garth.
Oh my god.
Party on.
Dude. Can what you imagine?
Hey, what do you think the dart rule is like in there? You think,
I don't know.
You think you need a piece of paper?
Probably.
All right. Moving on.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about, do you know, before we get out of here, I got two more things to mention. This and Charlie Sheen, but this first. There was a... Do you remember when that guy here wanted to burn the Quran in protest of the mosque in the side?
Yes, that.
So, we actually here have an experiment that the nice people of Afghanistan were kind enough to play out. And we can see, actually, what happens when you burn a sacred book and a bunch of people are crazy enough to really believe that. So, 2 days, right? Quran burning. 2 days, 20 people dead. That's 10 people a day. Good numbers. Riots. This is Kabul, Afghanistan. Riots for a second day, Saturday, to protest the burning of a Quran in Florida, killing 9 people in Kandahar and injuring more than 80 in a wave of violence that underscored rising anti-foreign sentiment after nearly a decade of war. After nearly ever of war forever. So this is because of what he did there. I didn't think he did it. Did he burn them? I thought that all got canceled. How did... the desecration at a small U.S. church has outraged Muslims worldwide, and in Afghanistan, it further strained ties with the West. Good job, guys. We kind of said that would happen, right? You're going to do that, and everyone's going to hate U.S. even more? Sure. On Friday, 11 people killed, including 7 foreign U.N. employees, in a protest in the northern city of Mazar-i Sharif. So he did. Berger said, I thought that he wasn't going to, and then he was, and then he wasn't going to, and then he was, and then they all gave up. And he didn't. So then he came out a few days ago and did? That's crazy.
I have no idea, dude.
Okay. The protests come at a critical juncture as the U.S.-led coalition gears up for an insurgent spring offensive and a summer withdrawal of some troops. And with Afghanistan getting NATO's military load busted all over its face. 2 suicide attackers disguised as women blew themselves up, and a third was gunned down Saturday when they used force to try to enter a NATO base on the outskirts of Kabul. NATO and Afghan police said 6 U.S. soldiers died during an operation against insurgents in eastern Afghanistan near Pakistan, where the Taliban has safe haven. So, good job. 20 deaths because of what you did. So, high fives, and more to come, I'm sure. The pastor, Reverend Terry Jones, had threatened to destroy a copy of Islam's holy book last year, but initially backed down. On Friday, he said Islam and its followers were responsible for the killings. U.S. President Obama extended his condolences to the families of those killed by the protesters and said desecration of the Quran is an act of extreme intolerance and bigotry. But he said that does not justify attacking and killing innocent people, calling it outrageous and an affront to human decency and dignity. So you're a douchebag. You over there, also a douchebag. Don't kill. Stop burning books. Okay? Can we get the fuck along for like 2 minutes? I'm trying to build a building here. You guys keep knocking it down. That's why we live in a shithole. Yeah, so that just more of the same. And finally, the man, the myth, the legend.
Yes.
Charlie Sheen, not winning. Winning? What's going on?
I don't know.
Berger sent this to us. What's going on?
Dude, your little poem.
What's going on?
You did for the poetry.
Did you like that?
I loved it. Loved it.
This is definitely
not winning.
Not winning.
Or whatever. That was so great, dude.
I wrote that there. I forgot there was a theme, and so I wrote a fucking carnival poem.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
It was good, though. Not bad, huh? Not like I usually write, but all right. So, Charlie Sheen, Detroit, heckled, booed, eventually abandoned by the crowd. This was his inaugural show, his stage show. The audience chanting winning? No, chanting refund. Refund.
Are you serious? Oh my god, dude.
Really? Yes. Winning?
Dude.
Not on opening night. Yeah, they were shouting refund and heading for the exits even before the show abruptly ended. What did you... You've seen his interviews. You've seen him. You've seen the TV. You've seen this man. A stage show? What did you expect? He couldn't continue keeping up with his scripted shows. You're going to give him a mic and put him on stage? Like, how the fuck did you think that was going to go down? That was going to go down exactly like Detroit went down as soon as all the car companies went down. And that's what everyone in Detroit chanting at the same time. Refund. Refund. Fucking terrible. Definitely not winning.
Sheen,
you're giving tiger blood.
Yeah.
Is that weird? Detroit tiger blood. Detroit Tigers. It's their baseball team used to be when they had money and whatnot. No.
I figured out you were one of those
tiger
kids.
Blood. That's not winning. And that gives a bad name to Tiger Blood. I'm kind of mad at that now. Kind of mad. Not representing Charlie. See? If I was your intern, your paid intern, this never would have happened. You know what they would have been chanting? Not refund.
Not refund?
No. Not at all.
What would you have chanted?
I don't know. Yay.
Yay.
You would have had standing fucking O's if I would have put that show on. You dumb son of a bitch. The first stop on Sheen's My Violent Torpedo of Truth / Defeat is Not an Option 20-City Variety Show Tour. What fucking year is this? Is this 1930? Are you doing Roland and Martin's Laughing Variety Hour? Are you fucking kidding me? You can't do anything less but get on stage and do drugs and try to do stand-up or something. Like, what the fuck? I mean, it's time for Roland and Martin Variety Hour. Refund.
Refund.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
The show started with thunderous applause, then ended 70 minutes later. In between, Sheen tried to appease his audience with raps. With what?
What?
With rants. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
A rapper... and a question and answer session, ultimately concluding the first show was, quote, an experiment. Was it? Really? that wasn't what you guys had planned out for the last, year?
I'm going to go ahead and say that they planned that, and it's a total flop. And now they're like, what do we do now to fix it?
You should have planned a bigger budget so that you could issue everyone's refund. Now, Chicago's audience is wondering what will come of his second show, set for Sunday evening at the historic 3,600-seat Chicago Theater. Theater box office says the show is sold out, though tickets are listed for sale elsewhere online, of course. I don't understand what these people expect to see. Like, are they just hoping that one of these shows he's going to get on stage and blow his fucking brains out? Because that might be, I don't know, I'd pay $10 to see that, I guess. I don't know.
I'd pay $10 to see that.
I'd rather wait for it to just come out and watch it for free, but
I would very much like to be there to get a little, you know.
Sure, a little of that like tiger blood when like, it splatters all over the fucking crowd.
Skull, you know? Like, check out my souvenir. I got a piece
on eBay.
Of Sheen brain.
eBay. That's what they were chanting after he blew his fucking brains out. Everyone rushing up with vials for
fighting
fucking
each other
tiger
over,
blood.
Over fucking, like, yay. Shards of skull fragments.
That's so awesome. I want to know who this rapper was he had up on stage with him. I mean, it is Detroit, after all. I think it was one of them D12 boys. The former two and a half star man, learned firsthand at Detroit's 5,100-seat Fox Theater that show business still requires... what? A show, yes. The debacle called into question the fate of the nascent tour. Some fans already predicted a premature end for the month-long trek. No way the show makes it through all the dates, said one dude, a lawyer from Plymouth, Michigan, who watched with six clients in a suite. He's not suited for this. It wasn't funny. His publicist, Larry Salters, declined comment, of course. And that was that. Who was the fucking rapper? Sheen, known for his wild partying and rampant drug use, said he thought Detroit would be a good place to tell some stories about crack cocaine. The remark prompted loud, immediate boos. You can't talk about crack cocaine in a town where there's probably a bunch of people either coming down off of or really wishing they had some of the crack cocaine that you're talking about. Who banged 6 gram rocks? Yeah, who's with me? Boo, you fucking suck. I got tiger blood. Refund.
Right.
And that's the show. What a fucking idiot. At another point, I mean, he's been in show business how long? We've done this,
time.
2 years, and we put on a live show. Did anyone scream, well, it was free, but still. People applauded, and that's something, huh?
Yeah.
And we have no fucking training. Like, you've been doing this since you were fucking 12, dude. You couldn't figure out something to do? You're on a stage with a ton of people there. Like, do something. It's so stupid. At another point, he showed a short film he wrote, directed, and produced years ago called RPG. He sat in the front row to watch the flick, which starred a much younger Johnny Depp. Again, more booze. After a video montage of movie clips, Sheen in Wall Street and Platoon, set to a guitar solo from his friend Rob Patterson, he emerged to raucous applause and a standing ovation. The cheering increased as the women he called his goddesses took the stage, huh? Yeah, show us your tits! Woo! Oh, wait, you're a porn star. We've seen him. Never mind.
Right. I have that one.
Refund. That's why. When he got them to make out, it was pretty awesome. And then everything went south. The show bogged down. Audience members booed. He replied, "I've already got your money, dude." That may be not the thing to say. Is that... boo! Hey, I already got your money. Pardon me? 6,300? How many people? I've already got your money. Yeah, well, we just killed you. You remember Dimebag Daryl? You too. You're dead now, and that sucks. And well, then they got his tiger blood, and then eBay.
Well, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Duh. He says tonight is an experiment. Some people who are idiots paid $150 for two seats, $75 a pop. I'm pretty sure 10 is my limit.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's
pretty sure.
That's the flyer says he's going to kill himself at this show. $10, 75. No, sorry, no. Definitely not for two seats.
Yeah,
$150.
I just snuck in the back
door. I'd be yelling refund too for $150 fucking dollars. No shit. I was hoping for something. I didn't think it would be this bad. Fans who arrived at the theater, some flying in for the show. Ooh, that was a mistake. Can't get that airline refund back, huh? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
What are you fucking freaking out about?
I'm not. I was just asking what you were doing. Because you weren't fucking interacting with me. I was just curious
you
what you were doing
over there.
You were
talking about stuff. I'm not just going to jump in and
walk all
over
you. Do you have anything to say about this?
About Charlie Sheen? No, I'm over Charlie Sheen.
Okay, thank you. Email info@thejamhole.com.
Thejamhole.com
is our website.
God, you're such a dick.
Email. Whoa.
The fuck are you doing?
406-204-4687. And call info@thejamhole.com. And hey, I'll be in Missoula Saturday if you want to come hang out at the Garden City Expo. It's going to be lots of pot stuff. Yes, Matt got the internship, or not internship. I got the writing gig, though, so that's pretty sweet. You can look for that once the site launches. Everyone should go when the site launches. The new Bite, it's going to be sick, and I'll be writing. So
that's great.
It is great. Thank you. I look forward to this amazing dinner. And July 23rd, Milwaukee, August 13th, here, Kalispell, Montana. Join us if you want to see the live shows that people didn't yell refund for. Thejamhole.com/250, thejamhole.com/404. So you can text me personally if you want, 406-848-1739. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Hotbox Wednesday for this shit. Check out the show notes. I'll be writing those and getting those done. Videos on the YouTubes. Check out your documentary.
Yep, yep.
About surgeries.
Yes.
And I'm putting up a documentary as soon as we're done with the show about all the protest stuff that we did that you were with me. High five.
Yes.
Burger wants a BJ at thejamhole.com/forums. And we'll see you guys later. Peace out.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.